also welcome everyone to the Digital Publishing Virtual Summit Implementation Session. This evening, we're going to be sharing with you tips and ideas and strategies to take your notebook full of ideas and turn it into an action plan. So if you're on the webcast page, you will see that there are handouts which you can access. And I'd like to thank our handout coordinator and our social media strategist, Eric Vanderhoop, who put this booklet together. Eric is a volunteer at each year of our event. And Eric, I want to thank you publicly for putting this valuable resource together. So while you're opening up that, I'd also like to let you know that we've opened up the Q&A box for this implementation session. What I'd like to ask as we go along is I'm going to ask for your questions and I'm going to ask for your ahas. So as we get started with this implementation session, I would like you to just take a breath. Just take a breath. It's been an exciting couple of weeks as we've had 6 full days, 20 workshops, including our opening ceremonies and our implementation session. That's 22 workshops. So bravo to you for investing that time and effort into your book, into your business. So tonight we're going to look at creating an action plan so that we can identify a few key areas that you can take action on. Because it's not possible to take action on everything, and it's easy to get overwhelmed with all there seems that needs doing. So what we've done in creating this implementation workbook for you is you may have noticed during every single session, the very last question that I asked our speakers was, if there was one thing of everything you taught us today, if there was one thing that you would have us take action on, what would that be? And so I am so excited that we have this booklet for you that has listed that one thing. Several of them are multi-steps in their suggested action, and we've identified that with bullet points. But you have the content right there so that you can say, you know, I really enjoyed learning with these 3 teachers especially. Let me go and get a refresher on what their action step is. So let's just step back a minute, and I'd like for you to give thought. In the handout section, there's an actual note page, so you can take notes if you've printed it off. Otherwise, if you have next to you pencil and paper, which I'm sure you do, you have your event notebook, I'd like to encourage you to turn to a fresh page or to open up to the page where you have been taking your key action steps from each workshop and kind of scroll through there and give thought to, who were the 2 or 3 leaders, the workshop leaders, the 2 or 3 workshops that you really resonated with for where you are now in your business, for where you are now in your book writing, your book publishing, your book marketing, in creating courses for your books, in getting your first book published, wherever you are in your author journey or in your journey of serving authors, because we do have many virtual assistants on the call who specialize in working with authors, and they are looking to enhance their skills. So however this applies to you, where you are in your book marketing journey. And jot down, again, flip to that clean piece of paper or use your highlighter on your key points page, and I'd like you to identify 2 or 3 workshops, 2 or 3 workshop leaders that you really resonated with, that you could say, I really need to know this content right now. And then what's going to happen is that is going to become your short-term goals, your short-term action step, and I'm going to walk you through that process. Keep this notebook because once you complete those steps, you can then come back and identify your next steps. So this next exercise I'm going to walk you through will depend on your learning style, but I'm going to walk you through it because it can help you develop a 3-month or a 6-month action plan. And that would be to take a page out of your notebook and put it on your desk. And as you're looking at your key action steps, we're going to plug them in to different quadrants or sectants on your page. So on your fresh piece of paper, I want you to create 2 columns and 2 rows so that you have 6 boxes on your page. And what's going to happen is, actually, I apologize. I want you to make 2 columns and 3 rows. So I want you to have 6 boxes, and I want the boxes to be big. And then what I want you to do, you won't necessarily be able to do it while we're on the call tonight, but make yourself notes or plug in what you can while we're on the session this evening. And that is, in box number 1, at the top of that box, put this month. So if you want, so we're in June right now, if you want to take action this week, so put June up on that box, or put this week's date up on this box. If you're going to be taking a break and you want to begin in July, so put July as the date for your first box. So you decide. And again, we are addressing authors from all over the world who have different goals and who have different paces. So you may be someone who wants to create dates of chunks of weeks. So this coming week, you put the date at the top of box 1 and then give yourself a week or two and then put the next date at the top of your box. So you decide, are you going to chunk up your activities weekly, every other week, or monthly? And again, adjust this to you. So bottom line, what we're doing is we're taking the action steps that you've created as you've gone through the workshops. And if you weren't at the orientation workshop or you didn't get a chance to do this, what we've suggested is as you go through each workshop, take key notes on each workshop and put a little star or a little asterisk next to items that are either aha moments or, oh, I've definitely got to do that. And then at the end of each workshop, transfer those key points to a master page so you have 1 or 2 or 3 pages with just a list of your key points, which can become action steps. So for those of you who are wondering where are we getting these key points from, that's how we found them. Or actually, that's how we identified them. I know that we have many people who will be listening to the replays or who have been on vacation and are going to be getting through the material or who are going to go through their notes and pull out key points. So whatever works for your learning style and for where you are with how you've participated in the summit. So in identifying your key points, let's just back off again for a moment from your list. And just give thought to what do you want to accomplish next? What's your next step that you would love to accomplish with your book? Do you want to get your book out of your mind and onto paper? Do you want to get your book from paper on your computer into a digital format up on Amazon? Do you want to get your book from your Word document on your computer into a print copy of a book that you can carry around with you and that you can sell physical copies of? Are you at a place with your book that you want to create an audio book or a video book? Do you want to create online courses or a membership site so that you can build your community and grow your reach? So that's what I would suggest you put at the very top of your page is what it is that you're wanting to accomplish next, because that will help you to identify your first action steps. So what I'd like to do now is I do want to go over to the Q&A boxes and ask people to share what is your number one focus going to be after we leave this session tonight, where we've had 22 workshops with 20 different, actually including myself, it'll be 21 different book marketing experts from around the globe who have shared with us their knowledge and expertise, and as you can tell, with a full heart, they shared rich content that we can really take action on to take our book publication, creation, or marketing to the next level. So I'm going to go to the Q&A boxes, and that's where, if you're on the webcast page, you can enter your question in the bottom left corner, and if you don't see that box, you can go ahead and refresh your screen and then click the button to get the audio back, and you'll see the question box. So let's just go through here, and I'd like to ask again for here we go, Kelly from Orono. Kelly, I want to thank you. Kelly's number one focus will be to create a relationship with her fan base, figuring out what they want and how she can best deliver it. That is powerful, because when you tap into what it is that your fans, that your readers want, not only will it help you with future books, but it will help you with products. It will help you with creating multimedia products that you can either give away, sell, or use as part of content for a membership site. So, Kelly, bravo to you. Thank you for sharing. Let's see who's next. Judy says she's excited about taking Jeanette Kate's course on creating an online course. Well, bravo to you, Judy, and keep us posted and let us know what course you create, because creating courses online, as you know, because here we are at a virtual event, creating online courses is a very powerful way to connect with your audience, generate new content, and satisfy that need in us as authors to create. So, Judy, keep us posted. I've taken that course with Jeanette and taken several courses with her, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. She walks you through step by step. But, again, please keep us posted as to how things are going with your course. We want to know about it so that we can help promote you. And tapping into what Kelly has to say about building relationships is, as a community, and for those of you who have been part of our community for the last 5 years, I'd like to, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who have just joined our community this year, we don't just connect up during our annual event. We connect up all throughout the year and help promote one another. We have virtual book tours going on a regular basis. We have people who are doing book launches on a regular basis. We have people like Kelly who's looking to grow relationships with her fan base that can tap on our community and ask questions and ask for help. So our social network over at Facebook is, keep going over there. It's at facebook.com/digitalpublishingtoday, because that's where you can share what you're up to, ask for help, ask questions, and keep connected with the community. And the same thing for you, Judy. That would be a great place for you to share about your course. Melody shares that her goal is to create an online course. She's also taking Jeanette's course, and she's just getting started with it. She's going to include a membership community and the self-study modules. That is a great way to extend your book, because your book, let's say your book is, for example, $14.95. Well, that is, we love our books. As authors, I know, we love our books, but it's one piece of the puzzle. Imagine, as you've heard through these 2 weeks of workshops, is you can take that book and turn it into a video book, and instead of $14.95, you can sell it for $97 or $27, whatever you want to sell that video book or audio book for. And one way to deliver it is in a membership site where people they log in to get their material. And you can set it up in what they call an evergreen mode. And that evergreen mode means that people can sign up now or they can sign up a year from now and the content is still fresh and relevant. You can always update things that need updating. But you create it once and then you have this online classroom that people go through month after month, year after year, creating you additional income streams and a fan base of people who you build a relationship with because you're offering them valuable content that can help them with in their life, whether it's their health or their personal well-being or their success or whatever it might be. Your message that you're sharing, there are people out there that will benefit greatly, and by you sharing your content in a multimedia fashion, you're going to be reaching more people in their learning style while growing your business, your fan base, and your income. So thank you, Melody. Again, keep us posted. Eunice is going to get that ebook done. Go, Eunice. And again, keep us posted. Use our Facebook page at facebook.com/digitalpublishingtoday to share your results, to share what you enjoyed. For those of you who haven't been there, it's packed full of content. All of the blog posts that our volunteers have been sharing have been published over on our Facebook page. And so when you click on our the tab that says Summit Gems, you'll get a chance to meet each of our volunteers, our volunteer guest bloggers, and find out more about them because they have each shared a bit about them at the bottom of each of their blog posts. So thank you to each of our volunteers. Much appreciated, because when you have an event, being able to have people tap in and help you with the event will create synergy and will allow you to reach more people, because it's not just you reaching out, it is you reaching out with a group of people who understand your message and can connect with your audience. So you've seen that over on the pages that we have where it says, what are you enjoying most? We have a lot of content there. If you hover over that link, you'll see a link that says testimonials. We have a lot of people sharing there. And then we have our Summit Gems page where you'll find your daily gift. And your daily gift today will be the implementation the workbook, which you have access to right on the webcast page. And so let me just get right over to, there we go, Eunice. So keep us posted, Eunice. We want to hear about that. And Eunice is one of our guest bloggers, our volunteer guest bloggers. So thank you, Eunice. Appreciate that. I'd also like to publicly thank, while we're talking about it, I'd like to publicly thank each of our volunteers. You've seen them in the forums. You've seen them on the blog post page and in the social networks. So thank you. Again, Eric Vanderhoop, Lynette Phillips, Eunice Nisbet, just scrolling through right here on our page of Summit Gems. We have Brenda Violette, Della Berkovich, we have Christina Mead, and you'll find all of Carol Ann Quibble, all of these people on our Summit Gems page, and you can find out about each of them. So thank you very, very much to each of our volunteers. Much, much appreciated. And Kim Latendry, thank you again. So let me just go over to the Q&A box and see what other ahas we have and what other action steps people will be sharing. Paul from Ireland says that he has ideas for 5 books for repurposing projects that he did a year ago. And he says, can I get them done by Friday? LOL. Well, Paul in Ireland, keep us posted, because 5 books, he's going to go through content on his computer. And he's going to turn those into ebooks. So again, keep us posted as to your progress, because we want to help promote your book, and they may be on topics of interest to our community. So congratulations, Paul. Pat in Nisswa, Pat Bluth, is updating her categories on her book. And so she got that from Aggie's workshop, where Aggie taught us how we can take our categories on Amazon and turn that into a social network and into a search engine, and great way to get our books noticed. So she says here that she's purchased Aggie's book on Kindle. It's called Amazon Categories Create Bestsellers. Again, that's called Amazon Categories Create Bestsellers. And on this, on Aggie's speakers page, you can find information there. And she's going to devour that information that Aggie has passed on to us. And she, oh, you're welcome. Pat is says a thank you for all the work that we put into the summit, and that it's been overwhelmingly helpful. I do want to share a public thank you to all of our attendees. We've had dozens and dozens and dozens of people who have completed the survey. I see them coming through even as we're on here. I see the numbers coming through at the top of the page. And if you haven't had a chance to complete the survey, your feedback is greatly appreciated, because each year it allows us to make the event even better. And you can access this year's survey at bookmarketingalliance.com/survey. And you can there's also a survey button right at the top of the conference site. So again, that's bookmarketingalliance.com/survey. Would love your input. So thank you, Pat. And as you go through Aggie's book, book, Pat, on our Facebook page, share tips, things that you've put in place, and the results that you've had. Because first of all, that will get publicity for your book. And it will help, because it will reinforce what Aggie taught us in a different format. So thank you, Pat. All righty. So what I'd like to do now is open up 4 questions that you have to best implement what you've learned. And while you're entering those questions, I want to share with you some tips for continuing your education. As you know, several of our workshop leaders, they have let us know about a course that they have on a topic of interest. So several people mentioned that they're taking Jeanette's course, and we heard that people are reading Aggie's book, and people are taking Jim's course on ebook writing. Now, I just want to share a little bit, be a little transparent for you, because many of you are veterans of virtual events, and some of you are new to virtual events. So I just want to share a little bit behind the curtain here, and also to be transparent and let you know why we do things the way that we do, so that you know that our intentions are pure and that we have your best interest in mind for being able to provide you the best content in the best way. One of the questions that people have is, why is there a free version and a paid version of the virtual summit? And I do want to share that with you, because I'm sure that you come across virtual summits or teleseminars or webinars all the time. And I want to share with those of you who may not be aware of why that is. First of all, not all events have a free version. Those that do have a free version, some of them only have access to the calls live. Some of them have 3-hour access. Some of them have 24-hour access. We have not had a free version of our event in several years, but I felt that this content was so important that I wanted to make it accessible to as many people as possible. And I also wanted to provide a way for those who could not access the MP3s, who could not access the live events or the replays, to be able to access the MP3s for a couple of reasons. People want to be able to download to their iPod or to burn to a CD, because listening to content over and over again will help you retain it. So it's an investment in your learning library for those of you who would like to be able to get the MP3s or who have already purchased a full access pass. And we've made it as affordable as possible so that, again, as many people as possible could access the content. And wrapping up on this section, I do want to share that we spend 4 to 5 months with several people working hundreds and hundreds of hours to put on this event. So it's not like we just woke up today and said, oh, let's put on an event. So I want to let you know a little bit behind the scenes so that you can see why it is that we have a full access pass. It does help to cover this event. This year, we don't have sponsors, so you're not listening to a lot of sponsor spots during each recording, having a commercial by sponsors. We did that intentionally. Now, I do want to share the next section, and that is we're talking about who you resonate, and there will be speakers that you connect with, that you resonate with, that will that you'll want to continue your education with. And our speakers are not paid. I did not pay them to be here. They came here, and as you saw, they gave 99% content, and each of them, I invited them if they would like to share a continuing education program with you, to take up to 5 minutes to share that with you. So just they had a little spot, a little speaker spot, to share what they felt was their most valuable course or program that could help you further your knowledge on the topic that they spoke on. And so if you do find a speaker that you're interested in learning more with, you'll find on all of the workshop, the Summit workshop pages, the full access pass pages, in the handouts, on the trade show page, you'll have access to be able to connect with the speakers and be part of their community and learn from them further. So if you have any questions, I'm sure that our speakers would be delighted to answer your questions for you. So just as an example of that, we had several of our members tonight. We had Judy and I believe it was Melody. Yes, they both wanted to learn more about membership sites and how to create a membership course and how to create an online course. And so they resonated with Jeanette and decided to further their learning with Jeanette. So this, again, obviously is optional, but we did want to provide that for you as a way of increasing your knowledge, continuing education, so that you're not recreating the wheel or going up the mountain with a machete, that you are going on a clear and proven path with people who have, with educators who have experienced success and a proven track record. So I hope that that helps to shine the light on how you can continue your education and how you may want to give thought, deeper thought, to who do you resonate with and what do you most want to learn for where you are on your author journey. So let's go now back to the incoming questions. And I do have a couple people who wanted to share tips. And so Helena from Calgary is sharing that she will start with the easiest and hopefully shortest tips by Jim Edwards. And she's also going to learn more about Amazon categories with Aggie Villanueva. Then she's going to concentrate on blogging and blog tours. And then as part of that, she'll be learning and she'll be furthering her education and focusing on press releases. So let's use Helena for an example there. It could be that she wants to choose a week to focus on each of those areas or a month to focus on each of those areas. So using, again, Helena as an example, I would recommend, Helena, that you actually open up your calendar, take that list that you just created, open up your calendar and plug it in. There will be steps that take a day or a week, and there will be other steps that you want to take a month to go through either the course content or to learn a new strategy. So I have found that when I actually plug my action step into my calendar, that a lot gets done. Because if you're doing one thing a day or focusing on one focus area a week, you can take the other things and kind of set them aside so that we don't have so many things going on in our mind. And you will learn so much and accomplish so much by doing that. Now, Helena brings to mind when she talks about blog tours, I do want to share with you that last year we had so many of our authors who were asking, how do they conduct a blog tour? What's a blog tour? How do they do it? How will it help them? And I want to share with you that I created a course called Virtual Book Tours Made Easy. So as you're going through your list of speakers and giving thought to what do you want to focus on next in your author journey, I'd like to let you know that I have a course as well, and that's on virtual book tours. I've had we're just about crossing the 200 student mark, close to 200 students go through that course in the past year. They've gone from not knowing, and for those of you who are wondering what is a blog tour, I'll share with you in just a moment. Actually, you know, because you took Sandra's workshop. But for those of you who didn't, I'll give you a nutshell version. So we have had authors go from not knowing what a blog tour was to being now highly sought after virtual speakers who are on radio shows weekly, who have taken their book on a blog tour across the internet on 5, 10, 20 different sites. And we have authors who have taken that content and turned it into a book. And so the Virtual Book Tours course, what I teach people how to do is how to set up an author blog, how to set up a virtual book tour, which is where you take your book on tour across the internet without leaving home. So I don't want to go into much more detail than that, because I want to get back to your questions. But right on the webcast page, you'll see a button that says, I believe it says Learn More with Devorah. And that will take you over to the Virtual Book Tour course, where we have two different options. We have one option where you can go through the course at your convenience. It's a self-study program, and you can go in there once a day, once a week. All the content is there available for you. And by clicking that button, you'll also get a whole list of what's covered in the course. And I do want to let you know, for the first 20 people who are interested in a group coaching program, we've gotten a lot of requests for people to be part of a group coaching program. So we are launching our Virtual Book Tours group coaching program, where the first 20 people who register will receive a private strategy session with me, and everyone who registers will be able to participate in a group coaching environment as they launch their virtual book tour and team up with others to help them along the journey. So if you have any questions about that, you can either email me or you can ask them in the Q&A box. But since Helena was talking about blogging and blog tours, I did want to address that, and I would be delighted. We've had several people sign up already. I do want to let you know, if you're interested in further learning with me, I would love it. I am passionate about online education, and especially about blog tours and virtual book tours. So thank you, Helena, for bringing that one to mind. Dr. Jenny Houndshelf from San Clemente, my old stomping grounds, says that she will first continue listening to every single interview. And she has four books, and she's going to now get into e-books. So best of luck with that, Jeannie. We'd like to hear about your progress with that. Thank you for sharing that. All right, Bernard says, he's got a checklist here. He's very organized. He says that here are his first three tasks. He's going to recheck his keywords and tags for each of his books. He has his books in that are print versions and Kindle versions. He also has books that are in audiobooks. So Bernard's going to be busy tagging his books. He's a very dedicated author. Number two is he's going to recheck the niches that he's listed in on Amazon and on Author House. And number three, he's going to check his tags in the desired Google community. And that's a great way of building a foundation of people who are interested in your topic and connecting with people who attract people in your target niche. So congratulations, Bernard, and thank you for your kind words. Let's see what other questions we have coming through or ahas. All right. So what I'd like to encourage people to do is to download that booklet that you have on the webcast page. And if you don't see it on the webcast page, we were working on it. Eric Vanderhope has been my assistant in helping me put that together. As you may recall, every single workshop, the very last question I asked our workshop leaders is, of everything that you've taught us, what's the number one thing that you would have us take action on? And so what Eric did is he created a blog post on every single one of those action steps, and he put together this booklet that you see right there on the webcast page. So that will be for you a very useful resource. As you go back through, I see there's comments coming through of people going to be re-listening to the course content. Well, what I'm going to encourage you to do is you can have that blog post with you, or you can have it right there in your implementation guide, and you can make note in the last 5 minutes what the speaker is sharing. If you have the MP3 recordings, you can scroll your audio player so that you just listen to the speaker talking about their implementation step. And so that is really useful. We started doing that several years ago, and our summit attendees found that to be extremely valuable, because not only do you have the content and your notes, but you have in the speaker's own words what they feel the most important thing to take action on is. So enjoy that. So I'm going to go back to the Q&A box. Who else would like to share what they will be focusing on, or what question you have as far as being able to take what you've learned this week and put it into action? Now, Judy's asking, where do we find the Facebook page? On every single summit page, you'll find in the right-hand sidebar, you can click a little like button and it will take you right to the Facebook page. So that might be the easiest. Right on the summit sidebar, you'll see a Facebook box, and you can click on the like button and it will take you right to our Facebook page. Last I checked, we were at about 170 members just from this week. So actually since last week. So welcome, everyone. There's some great conversations going on over there. So Judy, give that a go. Otherwise, it is at facebook.com/digitalpublishingtoday. You should be able to get to there from there. Otherwise, it's right in the sidebar of our event. All righty. So I have people come. I do have a question coming through about virtual book tours and what is the difference between a virtual book tour and a blog tour. That's a great question. So thank you, Sarah. Okay, so a virtual book tour and a virtual blog tour are very similar. So those of you who listened in to Sandra's workshop or have access to the MP3s or would like to access the MP3s, Sandra spoke a lot about what a virtual blog tour, virtual book tour is. They can be used synonymously. those terms, but basically when an author travels from blog to blog sharing written audio and video content with the different blogging communities, they are going on a virtual tour. When they're sharing content about their book, it's called a virtual book tour. If they're sharing content about a topic they're interested in, it would be called a virtual blog tour. Now, there are different types of virtual book tours. There's my favorite type, and that is the blog tour. I call it the multi-site, multi-day blog tour. And that's where you travel from site to site sharing about your book. It could be audio interviews, written content, excerpts from your book, handouts, checklists, things related to your book, that you travel all over the internet. And I discovered this method about, I'm going to say, 4 years ago, where I learned about something called a virtual blog tour. And what this gal did, Nicole Dean, for those of you who are internet marketers, you may know Nicole. Nicole Dean, she did a 9-week blog tour where she traveled from blog to blog over the course of the summer. And she would spend a week on each blog. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. So for my first blog tour, that's what I did. I teamed up with 9 other bloggers, and I added a little twist to it. So for example, the first week in July, I would go over to one person's site, and I decided to do it 3 days during that week. And I shared 3 blog posts on their site and interacted with their readers, who of course were interested in my topic. I chose blogs that attracted my target audience. And my guest, the person who hosted me, I would host them. So they would come over to my blog, and they blogged on my site for 3 days and interacted with my audience. And I did that for 9 weeks. It was a blast. A year later, when my first book came out, I did a virtual book tour where I went to 21. My book is on the topic of book marketing. So I went to 21 blogs that blog about book marketing. And I believe that that was a major influence in my book becoming an Amazon bestseller, was the 21-day blog tour. And if anyone's interested in seeing that, you can go over later to bookmarketingmadeeasy.com, and click on the virtual book tour tab, and you can see all 21 posts and what that will – several things that will access you. That will access you 21 different book marketing sites where you can learn more about book marketing. You can also look at it from the point of view of your virtual book tour, of what you might do when you take your own book on tour. And you're welcome to – part of my book tour what I did is I walked you through how to do a book tour by participating and enjoying different travels to different book marketing experts' sites. So I think if you look at it from the point of view of the case study of your that you can look at for your own book, that you might find it extremely valuable. Also, one of the ways that we attracted thousands of incredible authors and speakers and publishers and virtual assistants and coaches to this very event was I did a virtual book tour, a virtual blog tour. So it wasn't about a book. I did a virtual blog tour where I blogged on the topic of digital publishing, and I believe it was either 21 or 20 different sites, and right on the virtual summit page at bookmarketingalliance.com, you will see right there smack in the middle of the page, it'll say virtual blog tour. So you don't need to go there now, but you can go there to see. First of all, it will link you to, again, 20 or 21 different book marketing sites, and you can get ideas for your very own virtual book tour or virtual blog tour. So, again, I am passionate about the topic. So if you have any additional questions about virtual book tours or blog tours or teleseminars, feel free to ask. Now, I do want to share one more thing, and I see we have some more questions coming through, is that before virtual book tours were taken on the blogging trail, what a traditional virtual book tour was a one-day teleseminar where the author teamed up with a lot of people who are helping to promote their book and did an audio teleseminar like we are doing now. And they spoke about their book. They either had an industry expert interview them, or they had or a book study, or they shared about their journey, or they as an author, or they talked about the 10 most or the 5 most important tips that they could offer based on the topic of their book. It was, you know, it's pretty flexible, but it was an interview style event, and it took place via a teleseminar. So there are a lot of different formats of virtual book tours, and for those of you who are interested in the topic, I'd love to invite you to join us, because we cover all of those, and you can even see the Virtual Book Tour Hall of Fame to see what authors have accomplished who have been through the course. So I'm happy to answer additional questions, so thank you. Jeannie would like to know, how long will the summit pages be up? With your full access pass, you have 90-day access to the site. I'll keep you posted to let you know to be sure to download your audios and all your bonuses and whatnot before the 90 days is up. And I usually keep them up for years, but you have access for 90 days to the MP3 recordings. But the site itself, I anticipate it will, you know, be up for many years to come. So if there's something specific you're looking for, probably the handouts, I don't plan on taking that down in the near future. You may not see it on the navigation bar, but you'll see it in the sidebar, or you can always contact me if there's something specific you're looking for. Good question. All right, so what I'd like to do is, I just was seeing what other questions we have coming through. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, as we are wrapping up for our 2012 Book Marketing Conference Online, where we focus this year on digital publishing at the Digital Publishing Virtual Summit, is to encourage you, as soon as we get off this call tonight, or if you're listening to the replay, as soon as you get done listening to this session, is to go through the implementation workbook that we put up on the I'm going to be adding it to the handout, the workshop handouts page, and you'll find it also on the webcast page in the bottom right corner. What I would recommend that you do is go through that booklet, and obviously you can't implement 20 workshops next week. So in recapping our session today, pick 2 or 3 or 3 or 4 at the most, things that you want to accomplish short term. So let's say in the next 30 days. And jot those things down at the top of the list, or in your, if you're using the grid, in the top box. And then plug those into your calendar. Plug those right into your calendar, because that way you will that way you will get the most out of this workshop, because not just this workshop today, the entire event, because again, you could take your notebook and you can set it on your desk to get to someday, or you can pull out one thing that you can take action on. So I will ask you the same question I asked our speakers of everything that you've heard today. That's what I asked the speakers during their session. So I'll ask you, of everything that you've heard over the last 2 weeks, what's the number one most important thing that you can do to take your book writing, your book publication, your book marketing, your digital creation, your digital content creation to the next level? What's the number one thing that you can do? And I'm going to ask you to jot that down right now while you're thinking about it, and when we get off of this call, to plug that right into your calendar. Now, Susan in the UK brings up a very good point, and I would like to share with you that we are a global community, and we have participants from all over the world here. So, yes, Susan, good morning, because it is morning where you are now. So wherever you are, whether it's evening, afternoon, morning, I just want to thank you for being part of this event, and I do look forward to continuing to getting to know you. So as we wrap up this evening, I would like to thank each and every one of you for your participation, for being part of this exciting summit. I'd want to let you know that once or twice a month I send out a book marketing e-zine where you'll get access to great tips and cool tools and latest strategies or interesting blog posts, things or an invitation. We have a teleseminar series during part of the year where there's no charge to attend. We have typically a monthly speaker where you'll be invited to come and listen in and participate as part of our author community. And so I want to, again, thank you for being part of this community and for being part of this very, very exciting event. The questions that have come through and the comments that have come through and the level of support has been so heartfelt and so much appreciated. As you know, we had a couple of technical difficulties at the beginning of the summit because we did not expect thousands of people to be going to the site every year. Usually we have hundreds. And I did a Google Analytics, and we had between 1,400 and 2,000 people going to the site every day. And I want to thank everyone with all my heart for your patience as we overcame those technical difficulties. And as you saw, we did overcome them in record time. And each time we had a glitch, you got a new gift. So I hope that didn't have you praying for more glitches. But I want to thank you for your patience and understanding. I got a lot of people cheering me on as we address things and fix things right away. So one of the gifts that you got was I call it the gift of the day. So each day you received a gift, and you can access that right on the Summit Gems page. And I hope that you enjoy those gifts. There's a collection of fun things for you to enjoy. If you're listening to this call live, I will be adding the Summit workshop handouts to that page. And as you know, we were working to get today's session today's sessions into that booklet up till pretty much the wire of the beginning of this workshop. So I'm going to go through that booklet again, because it looks like we have a couple of things going on in the booklet. Thanks so much for those who are sharing the input. I will update the booklet, re-upload it both to the webcast page and to the workshop handouts page, so that you'll have yourself a handy guide that you can refer to as you take your book sales and your book marketing to the next level. So this is Devorah Lansky. I thank you again for participating in this year's event. I'll look forward to getting to know you better. And here's to your digital publishing success.